Welcome to Donai Dargay Temple, Lions Roar Dharma Center, and Inner Circle Dojo. Some people are here for the first time. No one's here for the first time? That's great.
I snuck rain quite a bit, so.
You have two texts with you. One, a prayer to Shambhala, and the praise of the extraordinary deity Vachala. So maybe we can do the prayer, and then I'll say a few words, and then we'll do the praise to a child, okay? So, this is a picture of Shambhala here. If you look very closely, it looks a little bit like East Sacramento. So this is by the sixth Pachacha Lama, and you can read together with me or just listen. Homage to the kind spiritual master, inseparably one with the glorious Kala Chakra, who has attained to the state of the empty body, with the great unchanging bliss possessing all excellences in constant embrace with the beautiful Dharmadhatu lover. To the north of India lies the fabulous land of Shambhala, with the city of Kalpa, a jewel at its heart. There, in its center, seated on a throne studded with gems, as though riding a magical flying horse, is Radha Chakri, fierce holder of the wheel. Bless me that I may behold you in Shambhala, wisely guiding your throngs of devotees. And when the time comes to tame the barbarians, may you keep me in your inner circle. Should I die before achieving enlightenment, may I be reborn in Shambhala, in the city of Kalpa, and have the good fortune to drink the honey of the sublime teachings of the Kalkan masters. May I take to completion the profound non-dual message of the two yogic states of tantric practice as taught in the Guhya Samaja, Yamataka, Haruka Chakra Samvara, and Kala Chakra. Thus, in this very lifetime, may I achieve realization of the clear light and the illusory body of perfect union, or the empty body conjoined with the unchanging bliss. So the reason we have the dojo here and all the activities we do at Lions Roar, including yoga with Sandy, and including mindful recovery, and including walking meditation, and including kirtan, and including the library, all the activities we do, which include guest teachers and doctors and medicine and music, is to fulfill this vision of Kala Chakra, which means cycles of time, and the mythical land of Shambhala, or enlightened community. So in a full Dharma practice that we're doing, we need to have all these activities to bring Shambhala into existence. Particularly in our tantric tradition, we are willing to work both with peaceful and wrathful or fierce energy. Some people have been to the Gompa front and looked at the tankas and paintings, have seen some fairly fierce beings. If you haven't, you can visit them later. And then also Chala in Sanskrit, and Fudo Myo in Japanese, Myoa and Tibetan, holds sword, has flames and bearing teeth, right? Very fierce. So other Buddhists have asked us, why do we need these fierce looking beings? Why do we have Buddhas embraced with their lover? Why do we need all this? Especially like why do we need martial arts? So I hope through your prayers and the vision in my speech and the demonstration and expression today, you'll get an understanding of why we need it. We need it because we need to deal both with our love and our anger, with our ignorance and our confusion. So in the full teaching of the Dharma, full Kala Chakra teachings, we're willing to work with everybody and everything. Because somehow everyone here checked the box before coming on the earth, I want to experience everything. Somehow you check that box. I want to have it all. So if we have it all, we have to know how to use it for benefiting ourselves and to end suffering. So that's the purpose of doing all the practices we do here. I probably left out some practices, and one I left out, I'm looking at Ellen, you did a right livelihood course, correct? Yeah. And then one practice I want to initiate is doing Dharma dinners. One time a month, we'll do an international dinner. And so someone will come and cook, and we have dinners, and we'll set up, you know, tables here in the dojo.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Very important that the dojo hold the sacred space of discipline and kindness and fierceness and gentleness. That's why I wanted to start calling this room the dojo. Dojo means practicing the way, and Robert will go, and you more enlightened speech than me on that. But it is not people's living room anymore. Sometimes when it's just community room, then people leave a sweater on the floor, or there's a water bottle over there, or the chairs are left out. Now by us all holding the energy of that discipline, of holding that this is a practice space, we'll become mindful and conscious and hold it in sacred space. So we have now beautiful signs outside. We don't have a light on. I don't know if you can see the sign. It says Inner Circle Dojo. So maybe later Robert can explain the symbolism.
Yes, I will.
He said, just say whatever you want. So we're going to do the praise piece, and then Nishi Damchula will lead us in. He and I will do the actual formal puja together. So if you haven't had a chance to meet Geshe-la, please say hello after the ceremony. The emphasis I want to say at the end is we're here because we're friends. So most important part, when I met Geshe-la, met Basan, met Robert, I just said, oh, this is a friend. It wasn't like, oh, I'm meeting Buddhist master or Tai Chi master, just meeting a friend. So the Dharma is ultimately the friendship model. Friendship model, right? It's interesting. So please don't leave tonight without making a new friend, introducing yourself to someone. Use your extroverted skills. Okay, so now for the praise of the extraordinary beauty of Chandra. In all my lives, I place trust in you, extraordinary deity, protector of Chala. Hear this pure prayer. Greatest of deities, whatever I am reborn, may I never stray from a practice sincere in word, deed, and thought of your mantra and meditation. Extraordinary deity, by the power of meditation upon you, may I be fostered with minds of love by unerring spiritual masters and be taught the profound paths. When I practice in sincerity the deep and swift path, I pray, Lord of the wrathful, that you subdue all opposing circumstance. Achala and Fudo, you know what mean? Immovable. So hopefully, through your own practice, we'll discover what that immovable means. What do you think? Good idea? Okay. So, you have the text? Namo Guru. That I might set all beings in the state of freedom. To Mioa, the protector, I bow down. The supreme sadhana of this wrathful deity, I will in brief set forth. The rays of light invoke the presence of all Buddhas.
Om Ariyamajala Sabari Bari Buben Duben Alange
To all the Tathagatas, lions of men, as many as there are in the 10 directions of the universe and in the 3 times, to all of them without exception, I pay homage with clear devotion of body, speech, and mind. Through the power of this prayer of good action, bowing down to all the conquerors with mentally manifested bodies, numerous as the atoms of the universe, I make full obeisance to all the Buddhas. Considering all the conquerors to be gathered like the countless atoms on a particle of dust, surrounded by bodhisattvas, and filling the infinity of the Dharma Dhatu, and telling the qualities of all the conquerors with all sounds of ocean-like branches of melody, all oceans of inexhaustible praise, to all the Sugatas I sing praises. To all the conquerors I make offerings of the loveliest flowers, of beautiful garlands, symbols, scented water, the precious canopy, the brightest butter lamps and the finest incense, fine raiment and the most fragrant scents, and incense powders piled high as Mount Meru, meticulously prepared and arranged as perfectly as possible, these are offered to all the Buddhas. Intending all such offerings vast and perfect for all Buddhas, with the strength of confidence and good action, I make offerings with obeisance to all the conquerors. Whatever faults I have committed by body, speech, or mind, under the influence of desire, hatred, and ignorance, I confess all of them. I rejoice at the merit of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the 10 directions, and of all the Pratyeka Buddhas, Arhats, and practitioners, and all beings. I exhort all the protectors who illuminate the 10 directions of the universe, who have attained Buddhahood free from attachment through the successive stages of awakening, to turn the incomparable wheel of Dharma. Folding my hands together, I pray to those who would demonstrate parinirvana to remain for the sake of the happiness and benefit of all beings, for kalpas as many as the atoms of the universe. With little merit I have accumulated by obeisance, offering, confession, rejoicing, exhortation, prayer, all of it I dedicate to the goal of enlightenment. Let's do it in Tibetan.
Okay.
Sangye.
Sangye Chodam Goje Dhamma Jancho Bhado Dhani Yakuji Dagi Jamsan Jepe Sonangye Dola Pancha Sangye Dharjo.
May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from desire for friends and hatred for enemies.
Om Sova Vashyata Sava Dhamma Sova Vashyata. Om Mahajanaya Ta Jana Bhaja Sava Adamaka Ham. Om Sava Tata Gata Jana Kaya Bhaja Shava Va Adamata Kham.
The Vajra transforms into myself, appearing as the king of the wrathful ones, Miura. I am blue, black in color, with one face and two arms. My bulging, bloodshot eyes look up and down askance. I brandish with my right hand in the air a fiery sword of wisdom. With my left hand and my heart, I hold a Vajra in a noose, my fingers in the gesture of menace. My right leg is bent, my left extended. I crush Ganesh and Mahasvara and all the host of evil forces and demons. My beard, eyebrows, and hair are red and bristling. My upper teeth bite down upon my lower lip. My fangs are sharp and bared. I wear a kilt of tiger skin. I'm adorned with gems and snakes. My wrathful emanations fill the sky. I stand within a mass of blazing fire. Within my heart, from the letter Ram, the letter Hung appears upon its sun. Light rays stream from it and invoke the wisdom deity.
Om Arya Ajala Sabari Bari Bhupe Dupe Aloke Kende Nivende Shanda Bade. Om Sava Bhisha Bhuja Migha Samandhi Ahom Soha.
With Jahaba, Hung, Ho, and projected light, the deities of empowerment are invited. With the prayer, Om Abhishya.
Yeah. Om Abhishe Chan Tuma Sava Data Gata Abhishe Kata Samaya Shire Aho.
Empowerment is bestowed. Nectar fills my body. Stains are purified. The water overflowing transformed into Skovya, who adorns my head. My forehead there is marked with the white Om, my throat with the red Ah, my heart with the blue Hum, and round the seed syllable at my ear, I visualize the mantra of the 10 syllables.
Om Chanda Maharashana Hum Pe. Om Chanda Maharashana Hum. Om Bajasata Vamaya Mano Balaya Bajasata Dina Vandishta Dita Mevala Shuddha Mevala Subhakaya Mevala Anurigda Mevala Savasiddhi Mevancha Savakarma Sucham Chetan Shiriyan Kuru Ho Ha 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 Ho Pagavana Savatata Pajamame Munja Pajavava Mahasama Sati Ahum Kivandeyi Nurdu Devin Java Mien Dubana Toba Chikje Maloba Diyin Sala Gobarsho Om Ahomu.
Okay, good. The altar and the rupas are inhabited, the offerings are accepted, people see the home has been fillable. So now we can turn it to our master here.
You ready? We're going to go through the whole thing. Okay.
Should I get the Tai Chi now?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good
evening, everybody. Thank you all for coming, and thanks to Lama Jinpa for his amazing vision in making this happen. So grateful that he brought this to being. I'm going to do a little Tai Chi for you right now. This is the traditional Sun style. This is, for those of you that don't know, there's about five major styles of Tai Chi in the world, and this is one of them. But this is by far the youngest of the five. Some of the other styles go back hundreds and hundreds of years. This was invented in about 1918 by a very famous master named Sun Wutong, hence the name Sun style Tai Chi. But he had a really incredible background in martial arts. He had already mastered two other styles, Xing and Bagua, by the time he learned Tai Chi kind of late in his life after he was 50 years old. And this was kind of his crowning achievement. So this is the style that we teach here at the dojo. So I'm going to share a little bit of this. So the other art we teach on our group on Thursday evenings.
Yay!
This is an art called Xin Yi Quan. So it's kind of it follows the same principles as Tai Chi, but it's, at least visually, it's kind of diametrically opposed. Because Tai Chi is about flow, relaxing, exerting your life force while keeping the muscles as soft as possible. Xin Yi is the same thing, but it's done faster. And with a sense of, they always say in Chinese, crispness, like you're breaking a cracker. So it has to be kind of short, sharp, and that's why we like it so much, right?
Yeah.
It's a stress release. So let me do this. It's called a Lian Huan Chuan, which means linking set. So this is a combination of the five basic movements of Qing. There are five elements. So metal, water, wood, fire, earth. So this is the linking set, very, very short. This is a circling practice called Bagua. It's not always done with weapons, but I'm doing this as a treat to you. Because I like it. So you're walking around a circle. Your body's revolving. You're focused in the center. This is an old Taoist tradition of spiritual cultivation. Walking around, sometimes they'll walk around a tree. And in terms of martial arts, they've reduced everything to walking and turning. So the first turn is that. I'll just do a few different ones. Some of you that have come through here on a Monday night, you walked in maybe on the way to something else. You know, just people with look like they're fighting with knives, and you go, "Oh, sorry, the wrong address. I thought this was the temple."
Yeah.
That's something that we usually call sacred blade fellowship. Sometimes we call it Tai Chi blade concepts. It's kind of a, you know, an invitation class where we work with some of these ideas, internal principles, with actual training weapons. So James and Jonathan, the JBs, they haven't been doing it that long, but they're very talented, and I'm awfully proud of them. So we're just going to let them free play a little bit. If it gets too violent, we'll just pull them apart. Okay. Take it away, boys. So this is just a basic roll they're doing to warm up. Ooh, they're new budding. All right. Nice. Cover and slash. Notice how one of them has their knife in reverse grip, and one has natural. So this is just kind of a free play. Well, one died. Still a lot of blood on Monday. We're going to start an honor roll of heroes on the wall. Those that didn't quite survive the training. Good. So these are called counter for counter drills. So there's no winner per se, but the point of this is so that they can get as many reps as possible in a friendly, hopefully a friendly environment. And that's kind of the meaning of the eye and the hand. It's pursuing skill for the sake of self-cultivation. Ooh. All right. Is one of you going to go down on one knee at some point? That would be exciting, yes. Go for his head, John. Yeah. Poke him in the head. Good. Excellent. Great. Wow. Ooh, they're hooking good. Great.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. So this really does create that sense of flow. You can see when they get into a state of flow, that sense of beatific peace on their faces. when they're not screwing it up, they're feeling incredibly one with themselves. Good. All right, that's good.
I mentioned to Geshla in the break that I enjoyed a couple of years ago when Thalazar was doing a program in the Bay Area, we saw the Mongolian wrestling.
Yeah.
I remember going to see that.
Yeah.
So both this and I really feel it, you know, bringing the energy up is absolutely necessary to do the kind of practice we're doing and to do the kind of vision we have. So can everyone feel like the energy is just like...
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I'd like to give out some thanks. I'd like to thank Deb Beats, who first introduced me to Robert.
Oh.
Yeah,
my pleasure.
And everybody else in this room, too. Yeah. Oh, I know everybody.
I was interested in having some Qigong practice so that people who are doing long meditation periods could stimulate their energy and balance it. So how many years ago was that now?
You know, I have no idea. Robert would say a few years ago, right?
At least 2 years. That's my answer for everything.
Yes.
Anything but more long, and that makes it sound old.
Yeah. Maybe 2008, maybe?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Something like
maybe,
that.
Yeah, it's been a while.
The neat part about doing this kind of work is you have to work with a partner. So that's a big part of our practice doing highest yoga tantras, working with a partner, whether real or imagined, working with the Sangha, working with what I call our practice object. Practice object, I jokingly say, is someone that we're maybe having a little bit of conflict with that we need to work through. So the wonderful thing about what you're seeing tonight is that it gives people the opportunity to really feel their energy, work with each other, and then enjoy each other afterwards. Isn't that so, James?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So some of the people here I've known for a long time. I feel very comfortable doing whatever else Robert wants to do, or we just up there. But you know, I'd like to thank Sabrina, who can't be here today, recovering from back surgery. She's a real samurai type. She was all getting together at Ikebana, and her physical therapist said, you can't go. She just had back surgery. So see if she can be here. So we'll have to do it all over again.
There you go.
Do it at your house.
We'll do another one.
There you go.
So. I don't want to call everybody out, although I like doing that. I want to mention that Robert will be teaching a series of classes that we'll publicize, this fall and winter. So, public classes. Some of us have taken his classes, in the school districts or at Arden Hills or here. Robert also is available to do private lessons. Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is the perfect place for it.
Yes. I want to make the teachings, the goal here, Dona Darge, as Geshe knows, we want the teachings accessible, but totally authentic, totally high class, but accessible and friendly. So everyone that knows Robert knows that to be the case. So we have an incredible group here, and I'm really honored. It's very touched that he's here today and is willing to work with these arts. Now that many things in the temple are settling down, so I'll make a pledge in front of you all to renew my practice. I can't make it today. I've got a Dharma meeting to go to, or we've got to do something. Turn on the lights,
We'll get together. We'll get together.
Make a pledge in front of you all. So we'll end with dedication practice and long life prayers for His Holiness and. And we'll conclude the council. Can we do it in Tibetan?
Yes. Kyoande inu du lamanye du dune dawa jigyama lubandi Yeah.